今天晚上没有什么特别的节目，都是彼此的鼓励，彼此的述说上帝的恩典。我们今晚不是有很多什么特别的活动节目，我们只不过是一起来相聚，弟兄姊妹用见证，用感恩的说话彼此鼓励。 We don't have any special programs, but we come together encouraging one another by retelling the goodness of God in your life, in our lives. You know, 牧师的话很有限，没有什么大的感动的那鼓励的能力，弟兄姐妹的话才有真正的鼓励的能力，因为是你自己本身的见证，用你的见证来彼此的鼓励。牧师的话很有限，很少鼓励信徒的能力，但是信徒自己的见证更有能力，自己亲身的经历纪念到神的恩典。 I was just saying pastor's words are so limited, very limited in any ability to motivate or encourage, but the words of the believers are even more powerful because it is your experience. So we're going to have the floor open to anyone. You want to stand up, you can come up if you want, and if you don't want to come up, that's okay too. I got this here, I'll bring it to you. Okay. 我们当中有哪一个有感恩的说话，你可以上来，上来不敢，我来到你的船，我给你个麦来。Okay. 你可以走到台上也可以，你说不方便，那不好意思， that's okay. 我有一个手机的活动的带到你的面前。 Now we're supposed to have two visitors. Well, they are good friends, they are not visitors, we know them very well. The Longs and the Ways. They are missionaries with CRU, Campus Crusade, the old Campus Crusade. I'm still used to calling them Campus Crusade. And they come and we support them with our Thanksgiving offering. And we invited them. The Longs, they live in Illinois. Their home is in Illinois, Peoria area. So they went home. That's fine. I said, go home. This is, you know, time with family. So I was expecting the Ways to come. But I just got an email a couple of hours ago. Philip got sick. And so he couldn't join us. Okay. 刚才我说我们其实有两个，有两对，两个家庭是朋友，也是我们跟他们同工的孙教士，在芝加哥的大学校园里面做传道的工作的。那我们也与他们是福音的伙伴，我们每一个十一月都是说特别的差传的奉献去支持他们的。两个家庭，一个是 Long， 他们姓 Long 的外国人的，还有另外一个是姓魏，魏大魏的魏，没有那个旁边那个。他们的图，他们的相片呢，在外面可以看见的。OK， 但是呢 ，The Longs， 他现在有两个女儿了。他们的家庭在 Peoria 很近的，所以我说他们一定回家去度感恩节了。我说可以随便，你要回家，你可以有机会再来。但是呢，另外一个家庭呢，他这个那个先生呢，那个是个中国人，从中国来的，他的太太是老外的，是美国人的，他们应该来的，他们应该在我们中间那见证报告他们的工作的。当时我刚刚收到他们的电邮，他生病了，所以不能够来。你看用广东话好简单的，我们其实是有两个家庭在我们中间首先做见证的。Okay, 他们在芝加哥大学的校园那处做宣教的工作的，两个家庭，一个叫做 Longs， 他的相是在外面的，他有两个女儿了现在。Okay, 他们但是呢，他们在家里在附近的，在 Peoria 开车三个钟头到了。我说你们回家，这样自然回家的嘛，他们不来得。但第二家呢，姓魏，大魏的魏，没企人边的。Okay? 他刚刚给个电邮，我说他病了，不来得。So, this time is our time. 现在的时间是我们的时间。你有什么感谢的话，你有什么鼓励的话，请你上来。 你不方便上来的话呢，我给这个给你 OK。 请 Jeff 翻译广东话。我的丁超可以翻译普通话。你用什么语言？随便，可以随便，随便。你用普通话 OK？ 你给 Claire 用普通话，然后 translate in English for you。
非常高兴今天晚上有机会和大家分享。
I'm very happy to be with you, sharing with you this evening.
我主要是想跟大家表示这个感恩节的祝福。
And also want to express my blessing to you in Thanksgiving time.
然后也跟大家分享一下我。成为基督徒的这个心理过程。
I want to share with you how I became Christians, become a Christian.
当我还很小的时候呢，那个时候我看过一些圣经故事。
When I was little, I read some Bible stories.
比如说那个摩西带领大家出埃及记里面。
I read about how Moses led the Israelites across the Red Sea.
然后他让这个红海分开。大家穿过去。
And I read about how the Red Sea was split.
然后这个，耶稣一个饼，然后就喂饱了几千个人。
I read about how Jesus fed 5,000 with the five loaves and two fish.
只是说这些东西让我感到很有趣，然后那时候没有真正的领会这个神的旨意。
I found those stories very interesting, but still, at that time, I still haven't experienced the reality of God yet.
然后当时后来到高中的时候，我在旧书市场买了一本圣经，5块钱买的，也是只是作为一个读物来看。
I bought a Bible when I was in high school, but I was just, you know, going through it like a literature.
真正的接触这个教堂和基督徒呢，是在我在加勒比海上的一个小岛工作的时候。
My real encounter with church and with the Christian faith is when I was working in a Caribbean island.
然后那边呢，我是有一些当地的朋友，有一个最好的朋友呢，他就带我去教堂，每个星期天会带我去参加。教堂的礼拜。
One of my friends brought me to a church to worship on a Sunday.
我当时就很喜欢教堂的氛围，比如大家都在一起，然后赞美上帝，唱诗班，唱很好听的歌，然后牧师的布道呢，也是让大家互相之间友好比如说爱你的邻居，爱你的家人，然后照顾你身边需要关心的人。
I was very attracted to the atmosphere of the church, the singing and all the friendliness. And I remember I was attracted to the preaching. The preacher talked about love, loving your family, loving your neighbors.
然后当时呢，但是当时我的朋友呢，他就很希望我能够信主耶稣。
My friend was very helpful in encouraging me to become a Christian.
当时呢，我还有一些同事，他是信佛的，他们也劝我去信佛教。
Well, I have other co-workers who are Buddhists. They also wanted me to be a Buddhist.
啊，那个时候我就开始研究佛教和基督教。我看当时看《真心的佛教》一本书，也是很流行的一个佛教的书，然后还写了一本读书笔记。然后呢，研究这个基督教呢，我是看圣经，然后里面有很多问题我不太理解的。我和牧师还有我的朋友他们进行过一些很激烈的讨论。
So at that time, I was searching. I was looking through some books about Buddhism, and I also looked at the Bible, and I now wrote down a lot of questions, and I was searching at that time.
然后那个时候我还看了一本书，就小时候我喜欢看一本书叫《Little Woman》那个里面提到一本书是那个一个英国的一个人写的，叫 John Bunyan 写的那个《Pilgrim's Progress》天路历程。那个当时看了以后呢，我当时也只是把它作为一种励志的书来看，然后我的朋友呢，他非常希望我信教，他就想和我就是跟我讨论的时候呢，我就很想说服我，但是那个时候呢，我很笨，我是一个比较愚笨的人，然后呢，也就叫stupid and stubborn， 然后呢，我就一直就很多问题，我就坚持就没有信完全信服。这个时候就虽然说就感觉到有一点就是不好意思，因为他是一个很虔诚的基督教徒，如果我不信了，我就觉得不好意思。
My friend was working very hard in trying to convert me to the Christ, to Christianity. But at that time, I was stupid and stubborn. That's her word. And I was not totally convinced at that time.
然后我就觉得虽然说就是说我就感到很不好意思嘛，因为我不想让他失望但是呢，这个信教是一个很严肃的一个 commitment 承诺嘛然后我当时就是因为我觉得我很多问题没有弄清楚，我还有很多没有解决的疑问，所以我就坚持没有信教。
I was caught in a kind of a difficult situation because I did not want to disappoint my friend, and yet at the same time I still had a lot of questions that I was not totally convinced, so I was caught between the two.
然后后来呢，我因为当时工作很忙，那我工作非常的用心，然后每天呢会主动的去加班，工作十几个小时，有的时候半夜还在发邮件。
Workload was very heavy at that time, and I volunteer a lot of overtime myself. So at midnight, I will still be doing the work for the company, emailing and all that.
然后就开始觉得身体不舒服，然后我就就开始就坚持了一段时间，没有时间去看医生嘛。后来实在是坚持不了了，去看医生才发现我得了癌症。
I was working very hard and I was beginning to get sick. And at that time, I was still able to hang on to my drive and my energy. I went to the doctors and finally that diagnosed is cancer.
然后当时我就赶紧回国做手术治疗，然后当时回来做完手术以后，医生就告诉我说你这个病可能会很严重，然后后面还要做化疗，你可能就不能回去工作了。
I went back to China for surgery for chemo. At the time, the doctor told me that it can be very, very serious. Most likely, you're not going to be able to go back to work.
然后当时我就跟公司说了，公司就当时就给我发了一封信，解除了劳动关系。当时我就很痛苦，也很愤怒。因为这个是非法的
So I let my company know and the company let me go just like that, and I felt very upset and angry because it was illegal.
And 然后这个我当时我就一直到化疗结束，我就去公司的总部然后找他们，然后他们后来就是去打官司呢，因为公司的法务部门呢和仲裁和法院都很熟悉，然后他们就基本上就是就用管辖权为理由没有说给这个接受这个官司。然后呢，我也了解到很多人他们都是公司门口经常有条幅在那个复兴路上，就是年底的时候工人去讨薪的这种，所以他们对所有的人都是一样的这样子的 处理的。
Help me, because I don't understand that. Or if correct me if I'm wrong, okay? It was illegal for the company to let her go just like that because of illness. And so after the chemo, she went back to the company and to deal with the HR department, and they went to court to settle this labor issue. And this is when I got lost. And the court and the company, they knew each other. And
yeah, they're kind of a legal affair department of the mm-hmm. company. They have very good relationship with the court lawyers and the you know, judges. Yeah, actually they are working together for a long time. Uh-huh. So
and
they
the
are
court
pretty
sided for the company against your claim.
Actually they find the excuse that they don't have the jurisdiction for this case. I need to go back to the small island for the for the lawsuit. So I 我就回来了，因为我生病了，然后好的公司呢，他去找工作呢，都是需要这个，体检的。然后我体检我就过不了嘛，我得告诉别人我生病了，这个我就没有办法瞒住别人嘛。后来我就只好托原来的同事去帮我找了一份去找工作，不需要体检的。然后这个时候我就对上帝非常失望了，我就觉得我之前做了很多好事，我是当时修医院的时候，我是很想帮助当地人的，我也当时我也去教堂，我也去捐款，然后为什么上帝会这样对待我？这个是很不公平的。
So I lost my work, but then if I try to find another employment, they always ask for health exam. You have to pass your health exam before they even consider hiring you. So at that time, I was really caught between a high place and a rock, if I say that correctly. And so I began to be very angry and doubtful about God and justice and God's goodness.
那个时候我就是相当于说我就彻底的不信上帝了，不信有神，因为我刚才说了一些很亵渎神的话，就是我就觉得如果说真的有神的话呢，这个世界不会说充满了苦难和战争。
I was so angry with God that I said something that would be considered blasphemous to God. I said, God, if you exist, how come you allow all these evil and injustice on this earth?
然后那个时候我也遇到一些病友，他们是这个时候他们生病了以后，他们去选择信了佛和信了上帝，然后但是呢他们信神的目的呢是为了保佑自己，我就觉得这个是很功利的行为所以我当时去生病了以后，我也去了一些地方旅游，当时我去法门寺的时候，那边有一个释迦摩尼的指骨的舍利当时我在那边求神的时候呢，我就和一般人就求的不一样，别人都是求保佑自己，当时我是感谢这个佛祖，就是他当时出家之前他是印度的王子吧，乔多摩悉达多，当时出家以后就到菩提树下去苦修，然后我当时就感谢他为了大家去修行但是我们又没有求他来保佑我，所以那个因为那个时候我对神是彻底的失望。
I was very disappointed with God. At that time, I also met other friends that also have cancer. Okay, they would go to Buddha or they would go to God to pray. And they were all praying that God will protect them and heal them. But I didn't ask God to heal me. Did I? Correct me, okay? Cut in any time. I was very impressed with Fajola Sikka Maulay. What's it in English?
Just the Buddha, I think.
Buddha, okay. There's a special name. Okay, but he was a prince before he gave up all his wealth and status to learn to identify himself with the suffering of the world. So I was very impressed with such a character. That who would give up all that he has in order to identify himself with the suffering of the world.
That's a trip. I went to the Falun Temple. I just expressed my gratitude for his devotion, to give up he was a prince of in India before. So he just gave up to be a prince and went to some, you know, to out of the palace and sitting under the tree to think about how to save the poor people. So I was thinking my patient friends, they were like ask the Buddha and the God to protect them, to heal them. It's quite profit oriented or like a result oriented, quite like a utilitarianism. So I think it's kind of selfish. So I only express my gratitude to the Buddha when I came to the temple.
The best translation, I tell you.
Oh, no. 这个没有，刚才我说的太长了，不好意思。
Okay, no.
然后那个然后and then, 然后我就后面就做了很多这个，就继续我的化疗。我当时这个国内的化疗呢是还是比较艰难的。我从2015年开始是转移到肺，然后后来又转移到脑，基本上把所有的国内有的化疗药都用完了。然后这个时候我看到国外有一个临床试验，我就申请，当时就这边就同意我过来。
3 years ago, 2015, my cancer metastasized in the lung and then to the brain. And then that's probably all that chemo in China can do for me. But then I found that there was a clinical study of some new drugs in the States.
然后我就申请过来以后呢，当时就是这就是我刚开始和上帝结缘。然后当时医院就通知了谭牧师就和 Luke 一起过来看我。当时我一个人在旅馆里面待着，无亲无故，然后在这边他们带我去超市，然后跟我讲这个传福音。
So Claire came to the States because of the clinical the study program that she was able to connect with. She came in May the hospital emailed our cbcnws.org, and Edward always checked that site, and Edward always forwarded to you know, the person who is responsible. So I called the hospital, and next thing you know, Luke and I went to visit Claire in the hotel, extend the stay on Golf Road.
然后当时他和 Luke 就对我非常好嘛，然后后来我又见了师母 Linda， 然后他们很诚心的给我祷告，我感觉到这个就是从心底发出来的关心，他们是很希望我能够好，当时我就很感动。然后后来呢，我又发现这个医院检查了，发现我脑袋里面又长了一个新发的肿瘤，然后就跟我说我要回去在原来的那个就是放疗室那里再做一下治疗再回来。
So Claire began to meet God through the church, and then but then it was in May, within a week the hospital told Claire that you got to go back to China because we found another tumor in your brain, you got to go back to China and do more chemo back in China.
At the time, Pastor Kim and Luke came to see me in the hotel. They bring me to the supermarket. They pray for me, and they tell me many things about the God. And I met Linda later, and both of them pray for me from the bottom of their heart. I can feel their love, their compassion. I'm really touched. And then when I go back, they send me to the airport and pray for me. This has been a very terrible memory for me. And 然后我后来回去以后呢，我就做治疗，当时也不知道能不能再回来。然后做完这个治疗以后呢，医院我就把结果发给医院，医院就说 OK， 你可以过来了。然后这个时候我那个时候还没有，那我就回去做治疗呢。我在我们那边的肿瘤医院呢，就是在我是住在10楼的病房，然后呢，我当时有练气功， 啊，我就到十三楼去练气功。十三楼是放疗科，当时还没有开课，没有人，没有病人住在那里，没有人嘛，所以就我就一个人在那里，这黑乎乎的，就突然之间呢，我就感到很害怕，因为之前都没有发生过，之前我也是在那里练的，我就想到这个啊、医院呢曾经也有三个人从楼上跳下去，然后我越就突然之间就非常非常的害怕，这个时候呢。我就不知道怎么办了，这个时候我前面就出现了一道白光啊，然后我就走了几步走到那个白光里面了、我心里就突然间就不害怕了，就很安心了，然后回来之后呢我就在想这到底是怎么回事，我就很奇怪，我觉得不好解释、
Clara, you say that in English.
Yeah,
okay.
much
better than
I can. Yeah.
Please.
然后、Okay, I went back to China and I stayed in the cancer hospital. I was in the 10th floor, the wards, and they are for the chemos. And the 13th floor is for the radiation. But it's not open yet. There's no patients there. So I'm practicing the Qigong, the Chinese, the exercises, the breathing exercises.Because it cannot be disturbed. So I came from the 10th floor to the 13th floor. There's nobody there, but it's dark. Anyway, I practiced a few times there. So at first, I feel just like normal. But one night, I was there trying to adjust my breath. Suddenly, I'm scared. It's kind of a feel coming from the well.I was terrified because maybe I think about like three people who jump off the building in that year. So anyway, this feel come from the well and suddenly feel so scared. And it's dark there. And suddenly I feel I don't know what to do. And suddenly I feel there's a white light in front of me. I step forward. I take a few steps forward. And I stand in the white light.And suddenly I feel safe. I don't know how to, I don't know what to explain about this. I was wondering, how does this happen? Why, you know, I don't know how to explain this in science. Because I used to believe things, you know, I believe things I see. So I was thinking about that for a few days, and then I realized. I think that must be a sign from God because I don't believe anything these people, many people told me before, and God, I think I need to have a clear sign that God gave to me, and then God just gave it to me. So after that, I start to think about my resistance to this. If it's like I shouldn't resist it anymore. It's like God gave me a sign, I should follow it. And then I came and I sent the result of my treatment back to the hospital here, and they said, okay, you can come back. And then I came back. I think it's the prayer that Pastor and Linda gave it to me worked. Like Luke and all your prayers help me, and the God showed me a clear sign. So this is what happened to me. I shouldn't, like many years ago, I have the freedom to choose my faith. It's like more like the faith, like the God, he has a particular grace on me. So when I come back, I went to the church to do the service. I heard a song, it's like the lyrics, it's like if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. I think that's my song. I think that's really tell what I feel. Okay, I think that's it. I want to end my word with one paragraph from the Bible. I like it very much. It's like ask, and you will be given, and seek, and you will find, and knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone has asked, received, to whom who seeks finds, and to whom who lock, the door will be opened. Thank you again, Mr. Pastor Tan and Ningda, and thank you to be my shepherd, to give me the rebirth on my, you know, just have my 38 years birthday. And that's quite a coincidence. I believe this is another sign from the God, because that's also the 38th anniversary for this church. So, and thank you everyone to give me the precious opportunity to share you my experience. This is a pleasure for me. Thank you very much. Have a nice night.
He asked two persons, 请两个人弟兄姊妹 为 Claire 祈祷, 然后我会再为他们祈祷, okay? Two persons.
Let's pray together.
Father, you heard this prayer before, and I know you are never tired of this prayer. Grant Claire the extension of years on earth, as you did to Hezekiah. Grant her 15 years and more for two reasons, so that she may be your witness in her family, before her parents and her sister and niece. Another reason, you know her heart. You know her gift of study. She wants to study theology. She wants to know you. Grant her extension of years on earth so that she may teach others. Make you known to others so that your church may be that much stronger because you are using her. 亲爱的天父，你听过这个祷告好多次，我相信你不会厌烦。我们恳求你 延长 Claire 在地上的生命，好像那一个西西家你延长他15年一样。两个原因，你用他在他家庭里面父母面前姐姐跟他的niece面前见证你的大能你的真实，还有他要认识你，他要读神学，恳求天父能够让他 前面的年月更深的明白你，认识你，让他能够教导其他的说普通话的说英语的，让他们能够更深的认识你，像天父你听过我们这个祷告好多次，我相信你不厌烦，所以我们再一次向你恳求，你延长他在世上的年月，好像你当年延长希西家一样， 好使到这两个原因，他能够在他的父母家人面前见证你的大能。第二个原因，你知道他最无要认识你，他要读神学，恳求天父你给他年月时间，让他能够更深的认识你，他能够教导其他的初信的，信主好多年的，你使用他，荣耀归给你。祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen. use this time now, because if you don't give thanks, then I'm going to come up here and I'm going to keep you here till the next morning. I'm not going to let you go home. Dear brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
我哋翻咗嚟一年半啦。
Been a year and a half since we came back from Hong Kong to Chicago.
New York to Chicago.
Oh, New York, sorry.
係啦，我哋舊年五月嘅時候喺紐約搬翻嚟芝加哥。 咁已經係一年半嘅時間啦。咁
Year and a half.
咁依一年半裏邊，我哋有好好嘅學習。
We learn a lot in this last year and a half.
特別咧係我啦喺呢度，咁開始有啲侍奉，咁特別同婦女組咧就有一個好好嘅團契同埋學習，同埋有好好嘅支持。
Especially for me, able to work with the women, good learning experience and good opportunity to practice my ministry.
又開始教主日學啦，咁我自己又學咗好多啦，咁樣。咁我要特別感恩嘅就係今年我個女喺度買咗間屋。I'm
so specially thankful that my daughter bought a house.
咁啱啱即係買咗三個月嘅啫，咁。It's
only been 3 months since they closed.
咁我哋就喺佢屋企過感恩節啦，咁。I
spent Thanksgiving with my daughter in her house.
咁所以我哋好感謝神。So
I thank God.
咁更感謝神咧，出年佢2月結婚。Ah,
even more thankful. She's going to get married next March, February, 2 months, 3 months,
yeah.
3 months from now.
所以即係呢一年幾翻嚟，好多變化啦，有好多適應，有好多學習啦，咁。
A lot of changes, a lot of adjustments, a lot of learning for me in the past.
同埋係好多好多可以感恩嘅事。
I have so much to be thankful for.
係啦，咁啊，翻咗嚟之後咧，就第一年咧，我先生就出濕疹出得好嚴重啊。
The first
舊年就
12 months that we were back here, my husband Stanley has a lot of rashes.
Yeah, 係。 濕疹我唔知道係咩，就好嚴重，即係由腳一路去到身嘅，可以係。Very
serious skin issue.
但係今年好感恩啊！今年佢自己感恩節嘅時候，自己講話，今年係冇濕疹啊。I'm
so thankful my husband Stanley is free from those rashes the last year.
係啦，咁所以我哋好感謝神啦。咁啊，啱啱又 body check 完咗，又係身體兩個都係。 健康嘅，而家係感謝神。Very
thankful for God's blessing of good health.
係啦，咁我哋希望未來嘅日子都會繼續喺呢度學習同埋去侍奉咁樣樣。
I trust that for years to come, we'll continue to serve and to learn in this community.
我真係好多謝我哋班婦女嘅，我哋有好嘅團契、好嘅學習同埋好嘅支持，佢哋又好錫我，每一次咧係唔使我整嘢食嘅，係佢哋整嘅，全部都係。
I'm so thankful for the women because when we get together for Bible study, they never let me cook anything, make anything. They always make so much.
好，多謝大家，多謝牧師。
Thank you. Thank you. Kathy, come on up. Kathy, you can...
And exactly 5 years, okay. And then today I was not assigned, I was not really, you know, prepared. But I find, you know, at this moment, there are so many things in this 5 years I can really thank God for. Not just, you know, because of the health. We all know that we have, you know, as our aging. Actually, you know, I have a very sad yesterday because one of my good friends in Florida, she passed away. Only, you know, under chemo for less than 6 months. But then we all happy for her because she doesn't have to, you know, suffer anymore. So, you know, what I'm trying to, you know, really today is thank you for the past 5 years God extended my life. And then also, you know, hope that he will guide me for another 5, 10, 15 years. I think that's enough, 15 more years. But the most important thing I really want to share with everybody is be prepared. Okay, not because, you know, in our age, okay, God will call us anytime. Okay, because, you know, a lot of time, you know, sickness is not just, you know, definitely aging have a lot to do, and our immune system, you know, all go down. But then, like, you know, young people, and you are driving too. A lot of time, you know, your driving habit may be, you know, even, you know, different than us. So what I really, you know, want to, you know, thank you, Lord, is, you know, let me really walk through the death valley. But then I can see him a lot better. And then I hope, you know, encourage everybody prepare, and then using your time to share, using your time to really help each other, and especially those, you know, family and friends, those are non-Christian, and then let them know that, you know, your experience, and know that, you know, how you are going to, you know, use your life. And still remember, you know, 5 years ago, I also ended my testimony with one song. Anybody remember? 10,000 reasons. But if you would like, we can do that later.
Okay. Well, we can sing that at the end of the service. Thank you, Kathy. 刚才那个陈太太, 她5年前很重严重的手术, 这个脑里面有 aneurysm， 那中文我都不识的，那血管，也帮助我的普通话有限，很危险的，很危险的，神看顾保守 ，OK， 所以5年前他的症状，刚写的症状，那个 aneurysm 就血管 塞 了，好危险，好危险的，爆咗添啊，好危险的。 但是神看顾保护， okay， 感谢。 Anyone? Anybody? Okay, Jeff. Jeff,
感谢神在过去一年多的时间，让我可以在这里的学习，特别是在国语堂的弟兄姊妹们的包容，让我可以在主日学里面学。跟大家一起学习圣经。 Thanks God that during these past years I have this opportunity to serve and learn in this church, and the church, thanks for the church having trust in me and allowing me to serve and in different ministry. Thank you for the youth who are now tolerating my English, and also thank you especially Anna, although she is not here, as she have trusted me and allowed me to serve in the VBS as a voter. Actually the voter, the term voter is not from Simo. Yeah. And thank you for Linda, she have taught me many vocabularies, and also taught me many pronunciation of English. 好感謝神啦，俾我喺過去一年多嘅時間喺度學習，咁特別廣東話嘅弟兄姊妹對我哋一家嘅愛護非常之大，咁無論係每個主日之後嘅午餐嘅供應定還是細緻到我哋嘅學仔嘅牙齒，咁都照顧到無微不至，咁我哋。 一家都非常之感謝神，俾我哋有呢個機會喺呢度同大家一齊學習。感恩啦，感恩喺呢度個年紀裏面咧，咁有一樣嘢一定要感謝神嘅，就係譚牧師唔喺度。 唔係譚牧師唔喺度，係多謝神俾我咧跟到譚牧師去學習，跟住譚牧師咧學到好多嘢嘅，咁啊過去一年多嘅時裏邊咧都俾咗我好多教導，咁啊喺裏邊亦都俾我哋一家好多愛護，供應咗我哋好多生活嘅需要，咁啊thanks God that providing a good mentor to me, and I have learned a lot of things when I was doing the internship here. Let me tell you a secret. Yes, he is not here. When I do the internship for two semesters, during this period of time, actually it should be me who do the internship, right? You know what? When every week in the first day lunch hour, I have to drive to pastor's house, and we have lunch together, and then we go out to have a Bible study with our sister. You know, who is doing the internship? It should be me, but Pastor Tam is the one who cook the meal and prepare the lunch for me. Every time I go to his home, and he prepared already good the lunch, and I just sit down and eat. So my internship is really, really an easy task. And thank God for providing me a good mentor. 感谢神让我在在唐牧师身上学到很特别的东西，不是很特别，是在圣经里面教导我们的东西。因为唐牧师在他教导我的过程里面，我看到圣经里面的教导就是要服侍，不是要别人服侍自己。那所以我想起耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架上是他原本是在应该可以是在高天的，在是神呢，但是他为我们钉死十字架是为了爱我们，而且呢主耶稣教导我们在圣经里面说，他说我们要我们不是要别人服侍我们，是我们要服侍人。所以在唐牧师身上我学到应该这样做。所以我感谢神在过去的时间里面可以跟唐牧师在学习，也可以在这里跟大家学习。我thanks God for giving me this this year. Yeah, thank you.
But I'm especially thankful for Jeff and for Ding
Chao. 我特別感謝丁超姊妹同埋天父，唔係感謝。
Because they have wonderful servant heart.
因為佢哋有好侍奉神嘅心。
What I call minute man spirit, 一分鐘人精神。
他们有一分钟人的精神。I'll tell you what a minute man spirit means.
让我讲俾你听咩叫一分钟人嘅精神。
Because it was only about an hour and a half ago, I asked them to interpret tonight.
只系一个钟头之前左右咧，我叫某人去今晚负责翻译。
I gave them no prior notice, no preparation whatsoever. I did give you. I have something for you. I'm not that totally.
牧师已经俾咗翻译过啦。
Because I asked them to interpret. And Minutemen, you see, when the country was founded, Minutemen were American militia, 民兵，美国的民兵。
这些我不知道。
美国的民兵。Because they are ready to do their duty at 1 minute notice.
这些人呢，要一分钟之内去报到的了。
Yeah, 因为美国的民兵，因为他们有一分钟的时间的通知，他们都已经立刻的预备去做他们的责任，负他们的责任。And they are able to help interpret tonight. And okay, Ding Chao, you can help. You can practice this right next to陈太太、陈先生，跟他们帮助他们翻译。我说的很慢的，不要怕。
丁超姐妹会喺陈先生、陈太太隔篱翻译。
Practice, practice, practice.That's how people get to Carnegie Hall.
Thank you.
Thank you, Edmund. Anyway, I'm thankful for some of you who gave testimony of thanksgiving.
我為著你哋咧感謝神，當中做見證嘅。
Is it hard to be thankful?
係咪感恩係咪好難咧
？I don't think so.
我覺得唔係。
I am sure every one of us here.Is thankful for something.
我肯定在座当中都会为着某些事情而感恩。
If you haven't come up to share,
如果你没上来感恩的话，
it's not because you are not thankful.
不是因为你没有感恩。
I think it's just because you are not used to speaking publicly.
只是你可能不惯去公开地去分享。
I'm so glad to hear that Polly mentioned about being thankful for good health, especially for Stanley.
好。好感恩啊 ，Polly 上嚟分享。
Now I always say health is not the most important things in life.
我成日讲话健康唔系最重要嘅事情。
But it is next to the most important things in life, almost.
而系仅次于最重要嘅事情。
And don't misunderstand me.
唔好误解我。
I do not undervalue good health.
我唔低估健好嘅健康嘅重要性。
I do not belittle the value of good health.
我唔会降低好健康好健健康嘅。
Do you know that the Bible gives us example of praying for good health?
知唔知道聖經都有俾到我哋一啲例子係去祈求好嘅健康
？Read some a book that not often read. Third John verse 2.
約翰三書
第二節。
約翰三書第二節。
The Apostle John wrote this. He said, "Dear friend, I pray." That you may enjoy good health, and that all may go well with you.
圣经咁讲，亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮。
The Apostle John pray that believers may have good health. It's easy to give thanks when you have good health, isn't it?
当你有好嘅健康，你好容易感恩。
It's easy to give thanks when everything goes well, when you have financial security.
当你顺境的时候经济稳健的时候你很容易可以感恩
paycheck come in regularly
要交的单张交的单
出粮啊
出粮
个月有定时出粮、and your social security check keep up with inflation
social security check 是什么
政府退休金政府福利
退
休金、年年都加你一两个 percent， 因为通货膨胀，年年加一两个 percent， 系咪 ？Having a home that is paid for， 冇留债，
唔使还 mortgage。
And good children who care about you， 你有好好嘅仔女，好关顾你。And when you have grandchildren，
当你有孙嘅时候
，that you can enjoy whenever you want to。
你就可以享受你想几时享受
啊哈！你想几时玩孙就去玩孙 ，and give them back to the parents whenever you're tired of them。
当你攰嘅时候，你又掟翻去俾啲父母，等佢啲父母凑。
It's easy to give thanks when your basement doesn't leak。
当你好景顺境嘅时候，你就好容易可以感恩啦。
你个土库底唔漏水啊，你就好开心感谢啊。No, if you don't have a house, you don't know the pain.Having a leaky basement.
我就冇嗰個困難啦。
It's easy to give thanks when your boiler doesn't break down.
熱爐嚟噶 ，boiler 係
火爐啊，
火爐
係。
如果你個火爐暖爐冇冧低冇冧檔嘅話咧， 你都可以好感恩嘅。
It's easy to give thanks when your AC doesn't die.
如果你嘅冷氣喺夏天嘅時候冇冧檔咧，亦都好容易感恩啦。
Easy to give thanks when your roof doesn't leak.
如果你个天花板冇流水嘅话，你亦都好容易讲感恩。
Easy to give thanks when your basement doesn't flood。
如果你个地牢如果冇俾水浸咗咧，又可以好感恩啦。
When everything goes well, we don't need to learn to give thanks。
喺顺境嘅时候，我哋唔需要去学点样感恩。
Maybe we just need a little annual reminder like tonight。
只需要一啲每年嘅提醒，咁好似今晚一样。
But when things don't go well with us,
但当逆境的时候
then what?
咁我哋可以点
？When things don't go well with us, we are not thankful anymore.
喺逆境的时候，我哋会唔会就冇嘢感恩呢
？I mean, oftentimes when things don't go well with us, do we change?
我哋有冇嘢要改变呢
？Do we become grumpy?
我 我哋会唔会complete？
发牢骚咯，
我发牢骚。
And complaining，
喺度不断咁投诉。
And doubtful if God is really worthy of my thanksgiving。
跟住就怀疑，究竟我值唔值得去？神值唔值得我哋去感谢佢咧
？Circumstances are not always pleasant, are they？
人生不如意事十常八九。
We live in pain。
我哋喺痛苦里边生存。
I am so painfully aware that our members more and more are being troubled by chronic pain。
当我睇住弟兄姊妹嘅健康可能越嚟越差嘅时候，我亦都好痛心。
We live in constant worry about job security。
我哋又经常要担心呢个工作嘅稳健。
We are always in the shadow of life-threatening illness, aren't we?
我哋又喺度担心一啲生命致命嘅一啲疾病。
Every time we start a car，
每次我哋踏着架车
，we always face the possibility of danger。
我哋总系会面对住一啲风险
，especially when winter is already here。
尤其是喺冬天
，bad things do happen to us， don't they？
唔如意嘅事经常都发生嘅。
One of us might have your boiler or my boiler break down in the coldest of night。
牧师嘅一个热炉就冧档咗啦。
Oh yeah, either the AC, our AC broke in the hottest day, or the boiler broke in the coldest day. I don't remember. Oh yeah.
牧师嗰个冷气就喺热嘅天就会冧档。
And I'm so sorry. Some of us, sooner or later, is going to get a traffic ticket.
又可能为咗你哋，可能当中又会攞到呢啲被抄牌。
Do we then become a different person?
我哋咁系咪即刻变脸咧
？Than what we are tonight?
唔再好似今晚咁，大家讲感恩嘅事项咧。
And I want to encourage you all with what Paul writes to the Thessalonians right there, but it's a little cut off. I don't know. I just work. The First Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18.
想同今日睇，同大家睇帖撒罗尼加前书5:16-18。
Be joyful always.
要常常喜乐。
Pray continually.
不住的祷告。
Give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
In all circumstances, thank you.
凡事謝恩。
For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
這就是神在基督耶穌裡給你們的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事謝恩。
Even when you and I are in pain.
即使你在痛楚裡面。
Even when we are in scarcity, that means poor.
即使你在貧窮裡面。
Even when you and I are in fear.
在惊恐里边
，in trouble，
喺麻烦里边
，in uncertainty，
喺不知名嘅情况下
，how can we be thankful in unpleasant circumstances？
喺逆境嘅时候，点样去谢恩
？And we learn that if we are able to be thankful in all these circumstances，
我哋学习要喺无论咩情况下都要感恩。
That's Christian maturity。
呢个就系属灵。
That's Christian virtue。
就是基督徒成长的阶段。
That is Christian character.
是基督徒应有的特质。
And this Christian character, virtue and maturity is something that need to be learned.
这件事是我们作为基督徒应该学习的事情。
How can we be thankful when we are in pain?
我们在痛苦的时候怎样去感恩?
Paul writes to the Romans 8:22-27.
保罗写了在罗马书8:22-27.
Paul says, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pain of childbirth.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
Right up to the present time.
直到如今。
Not only so, but we ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. We groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship.And the redemption of our bodies.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Whole creation has been groaning as in pain of childbirth, and it is unfortunate that the Chinese translation could not translate in the nuance of this word.
中文圣经翻译得冇咁好。
This is even better. This is 新譯. This is a new translation.
新譯本譯得好啲。
The previous verse, please.
22:23.
Now, at least it says 一同在痛苦呻吟和合本啊。
嘆息，心裏嘆息
勞苦啊 ，really lost the meaning. But this is a little better. It's a 痛苦, but what kind of pain? What kind of 痛苦?
究竟是哪一种的痛苦?
But the word that Paul uses specifically refers to child labor or birth pain.
这里保罗呢引用的痛苦呢是讲他生产的时候那种痛苦,
失
级的痛苦。
Very few of us understand what child birth pain is.
我想在当中不是个个明白什么叫生产的痛苦。
But I think you can imagine.
但是你应该估到。
Birth pain is necessary.
生产的痛苦是必须的。
Because when birthing comes, it's warning.
当痛这个生产的痛苦来到的时候，这个就是一个警号。
警告啊！ You gotta go to the hospital now. Can't wait.
你要即刻去医院。
Childbirth pain is also a preview.
生产的痛苦是一种
预告。Preview that something beautiful is coming.
预告一啲美好嘅事情将会发生。
Something new is coming.
一啲新嘅嘢将会出现。
Something that will bring you joy is coming.
一些会带给你喜乐的事情将要来到。
What's coming? What's joy? What is all that wonderful is coming? What is something new that's coming?
有什么那么美好，有什么那么喜乐的东西会来呢？
The child is coming.
就是个 baby。
And Paul, you're using this same metaphor, whole creation groaning.
保罗就是用这个叹息，这个内心叹息，讲刚才讲的痛楚。
To preview before us something new, something joyful is coming.
一些新的事物，一个喜乐的事情将要发生。
All creation is groaning.
所有被造物都是
痛苦
心
中。And that means natural upheaval that we witness these days. 大自然的天灾我们看到的 earthquakes, wildfire, hurricane and so on assure us,
大自然的天灾给我们提到，
a new heaven and a new earth will be coming to replace this old order.
新天新地将会来到去替代了现有的世界。
And we too,
我们同样。
Verse 23, not only so, but we ourselves.
23节，我自己也在内心叹息。
Grown inwardly as we wait eagerly.
我们要热切地期待成为子子。
For what?
为什么呢？
For two things you can see.
为两样东
西。One,
yep.
Adoption of.To sonship.
成为子子是第一样。
And two, the redemption of our bodies.
第二样是身体得赎。
The pain that we experience today.
今天我们的痛苦。
Also, you may say, like birth pain, is a preview of what is to come. Something beautiful, something joyful is coming.
就好像生产的痛楚一样，代表着美好的东西，一个好好的东西来紧。
Adoption as God's son is beautiful.
成为子子是美好的。
Redemption of a body, that means the resurrection of a body is beautiful.
身体得赎也是美好的。
Are we adopted as God's children?
我们成为子子。
The paperwork is done.
我们的一些文件已经做好了。
John 1:12.
约翰福音1章12节。
To all who receive Christ,
凡接待他的，
To all who believe in Christ's name,
就是信他名的人，
God gives them the right to be children of God.
他就赐他们权柄作为神的儿女。
So our adoption as God's children is already done.
要成为神的儿女这个过程已经完成了。
I mean it's like you and I, if we were going to go to China to adopt a little girl, all the paperwork is done, all the background check is done.Everything is done.
就好像我们说要收养一些小孩子在大陆，那我们那些文件做好了，一切所有手续已经办妥了。
But we are still waiting for that little girl to get on the plane to come here and meet her in O'Hare.
我们还在等着这个小朋友在从中国到上机跟着飞过来，一步一步地来。
Our adoption as God's children is already done.
这个成为子子这个过程已经完成了。
But it won't be finalized.
但还未做到最终结的情况。
Until we are ushered into the presence of God.
直到我们在神的面前。
And our pain that we endure today,
今日我们所受的苦
is only a reminder that we will be ushered into the presence of God.
只是提醒我们将会最终会成为神的儿女。
And that's the first thing that our pain today preview.
这个就是今日我们讲痛苦的
预告。And the second thing is the redemption of our body, the resurrection of our body.
第二样东西是身体得赎。
The declining, the decaying of our physical body.
我们身体的日渐的衰败。
This corruptible body will be replaced.
我们这个身体最终会被取替。
With the incorruptible, glorified, resurrected body, just like Christ Jesus.
最后换了一个不会朽坏的身体。
Well, you probably say, well, Pastor, that's all theory. That's easy for you to say.
你可能说牧师这些都是理论而已。
Well, that's not so true that I don't tell you my pain. I have very high threshold of pain, that's all.
牧师说他不会告诉你现在身体有多痛。
You might say it's easy for me to say, you don't know how intense my pain is.
你不会明白我有多痛了。
How can I learn to be thankful when I'm all crooked?
究竟我怎样去学习感恩当我很多痛楚的时候。
I encourage you, there are two things that we can do an exercise to learn to be thankful.
我建议你，鼓励你去有两样东西可以做。
Hold on to the word that our Father gave us.
捉紧神的话语。
Fix our sight on what is to come.
望住将要来的事情。
Wise is he who look not in the present, but what is to come.
那些望住来紧要发生的事情那些人就是有智慧。
Fix on the certainty that this physical body will be changed.
定睛喺嗰个
呢个今生今世嘅腐烂嘅身体一定会改变。And to be replaced by something that never decline.
会换咗一个不会朽坏嘅身体。
And then there's a second exercise we can do.
第二呢个跟住就系第二个可以学习嘅功课。
Turn to our advocates, 我哋嘅代。言人我们的辩护 Turn to our advocates. The Bible tells us that we have two advocates before God.
我们圣经告诉我们我们有两个代言人。
And look at this verse 26 and 27 in Romans 8.
我们可以看看罗马书第八章。
Paul says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us.Through wordless groans, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
照样圣灵也在我们的软弱上帮助我们。原来我们不晓得应当怎样祷告，但圣灵亲自用不可言语的叹息替我们祈求。那察验人心的晓得圣灵的心意，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
I work with a lot of elderly.
我同好多长者去工作。
They don't have to tell me they are in pain. I can see with my eyes how they bend over.
佢哋唔讲佢哋有几痛，但系我见到佢哋点样样弯身，见到佢哋有几痛。
They are in deep trouble.
我知道佢哋好痛苦。
But I can only encourage them.We have an advocate, the Holy Spirit that's in us.
我只可以提醒他们，我们有中间有代言人。
Not only that, we have a second advocate.
我们还有另一个代言人。
We have Christ Jesus.
有主耶稣做我们的代言人。
Hebrews 4, verse 15.
在希伯来书
四
章
十
五节。
We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
他像我们一样也曾在各方面受过试探，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为的是要领受怜悯，得到恩惠，作为及时的帮助。
We have the Lord Jesus, the High Priest in the presence of God, interceding for us.
我们有主耶稣为我们代求。
We also have God's Spirit interceding for us.
有圣灵为我们代求。
even when we are in intense pain and life-threatening illness.
即使我们在病患中，在痛苦里面。
When we don't know what to pray for.
我们即使我们不知道怎样祈祷。
Fix our eyes on the prize.
望住最终的奖赏。
Thank you. Fix our eyes on the prize. Return our pain to our advocates.
将我们的痛楚交给我们的代言人。
Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣和圣灵。
That's how we can learn or begin to learn to be thankful in pain.
这个就是我们可以学习怎样去面对去处理我们的痛楚。
We can learn to be thankful in scarcity when we are in poverty.
我们可以学习怎样感恩在顺境中，在逆境中。
You know what's the worst enemy that rob us of our thankfulness when we are poor?
我们最差的话敌人就是那些抢走我们感恩那些，当我们在逆境里面抢走我们感恩那个，就是最差的敌人。
Whenever we compare our circumstances with someone else,
比起其他情况，抢走我们感恩那个是最大的敌人。
Whenever you compare your circumstances with someone else who are wealthier, of course you will forget to be thankful.
当我们同人比较，就很容易忘记了感恩。
Because no matter how wealthy you are,
我们已经不记得了自己本身都有几咁嘅有钱、富有。
No matter how wealthy you are, you will always find someone who is wealthier than you.
无论你几富有都好，你总可以找到比你更富有的人。
Okay, no matter how big a house you live in,
无论你间屋系几大
，you will always find someone who has a house that is bigger.
你总可以找到人住比你间屋更大。
And the list go on and on and on.
跟住呢个比较会不停嘅。
But Paul learns how to be thankful in all circumstances.
保罗教我们怎样在无论什么情况下都可以感恩。
Paul writes to the Philippians chapter 4,
腓立比书第四章。
Paul said, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足。
I know what it is to be in need.
这时我已经学会了，我知道怎样处卑贱。
And I know what it is to have plenty.
也知道怎样处丰富。
I have learned the secret of being content in anyIn every situation,
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Whether well fed,
无论是饱足
or hungry,
饥饿
；Whether living in plenty,
有余
or in want,
缺乏。
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every circumstance.
我都得了秘诀。
Now, what secret did Paul learn?
究竟有咩秘诀呢？
What made him to be content and thankful in any and every situation?
怎样可以造成在无论什么境况都感恩呢？
The secret is this.
个秘诀就是。
For what did he live? 他为什么而活的？ For what did he live?
为什么而活？
He lived for Christ.
他为主而活。
And not for status symbols.
不是为了生活里面的特
别的情况。He lived for Christ. And not for status symbols of the world.He lived for Christ and not for bragging rights that the world find impressive. 他为基督而活，他不是为世人以为什么好叻，认为值得夸口的东西。 He lived for Christ and not for bragging rights. Now that purpose of life is something every Christian needs to learn.
这件事是我们每一个基督徒要学习的，为主而活。
I'm looking at the clock.Don't worry, I'm not going to keep you here that long.
我不会留你很
久。One more reflection.
再一个点。
How can I be thankful when I live in fear?
我在惊恐之中怎样样感恩？
When I live in trouble, when I live in uncertainty.
在不知名的情况下应该怎样感恩呢？
You know, there will be time in our life when we really don't know if we're going to live or we're going to die.
总有人生总有 时候是我们不知道究竟我们是要继续生存还是要离世。
And there will be a time in our life that even though we may live, but we don't know how much longer we'll live.
总有时候我们、知道我们活着，但是我们不知道可以活着多久。
Some of us might be living in that uncertainty right now.
我们每一个人都是会活在一种不知道明日几时。
And sooner or later, every one of us will be troubled.
我们最后都是会有问题的。
By exactly that kind of uncertainty,
总有一些不明朗的因素。
Paul was facing such fear, such trouble, and such uncertainty.
保罗面对呢啲不明朗、不明确嘅因素嘅时候，
he was in prison at that time when he wrote that.
当佢系坐紧监嘅时候，
he was facing his last trial before Caesar.
佢面对住凯撒嘅审判。
He didn't know if he was going to live or he was going to die.
佢唔知道佢会系生定还是死。
How can he be thankful?
佢敢点感恩呢？
Again, the secret is he knows his mission in life.
佢嘅秘诀就系要知道自己嗰个任务。
He knew what he was placed on earth for.
他要知道自己在地上的任务是什么。
Again, Philippians chapter 1, 21 to 24. Edmund, please.
腓立比书第一章二十一至二十四节。
Philippians 1, 21 to 24. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
If I am to go on living in the body,
如果像我在肉身活着，
this will mean meaningful, fruitful labor for you, for the Philippians.
要成就我功夫的那些。
Again, the Chinese translation is really lost. The meaning is really lost, but I'll explain it. Okay, yet what shall I choose? I do not know.
我就不知道该怎样选择了。
I am torn between the two.
我正在两难之间。
I desire to depart so that I can be with Christ.
情愿离世与基督同在。
Which is far better.
因为这好得无比。
But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧。
Now, 新译本会比较 better.
新译本会好一
点。Okay. Now, 和合本说，若我，若成就我功夫的果子。Translation is that 若成就我功夫的果子，打功夫那些又入苹果。But what it meaning is, you know, so that I, if I live, I will have another day to be fruitful in labor for you and for me.
如果我能够，应该咁解嘅二十二节就，如果我能够有多一日系生存，系去成就，去做一啲为主去作工。
At that very moment, Paul was old and frail, and at that point, he was still thinking of being faithful and productive in the ministry of the gospel.
在那一刻，保罗仍然是思想怎样为主去作工。
He still wanted to say, if I live one more day, I want to be a one day of blessing to you, Philippians.
保罗希望能够活多一日，他就成为多一日，成为腓立比教会的祝福。
If I were to live one more day,
如果我能够活多一日，
that is one day more that Christ may be exalted in my body.
就让神在我身上去彰显他的荣耀。
That's a secret of being thankful, even in fear, even in trouble, and even in time of uncertainty.
无论是在惊恐里面，在不明朗因素底下，都能够感恩。
Even when he did not know how much longer he can.
即使他不知道他还可以生存多久。
He thanked God for giving him another day.
去感謝神俾佢多一日。
To bless others and to exalt Christ.
去祝福其他嘅人，去高舉神。
In pain,
喺痛苦裏邊。
In scarcity,
喺恐懼裏邊。
In fear,
喺害怕。
In trouble,
喺困難裏邊。
In uncertainty,
不明朗嘅情況下。
In time when we stare down at our own grave,
當我哋係望翻住我哋嘅墳墓。
You ever stare down at grave?No? Oh, yes. If you have been to interment, stare down at the grave.
不知道。
望住那个窿啊。有没有? Oh, yes, we all do. When we stare, if that hole is for me, can we be thankful?
望住个坟墓，想下如果是为我们的支持的。
To be thankful in all circumstances.
要感恩，凡事謝恩。
For that is the will of God for you and for me in Christ Jesus.
这个是上帝给我们的旨意。
Let's learn that.
一起学习。
And next year when we get together again,
下年我们再一起的时候，
let us tell one another,
我们就彼此去分享，
how well we have learned this lesson.
我们在这个课题上面有学习如何的学习。
How well we have learned in this past year,to be thankful in pain, in trouble, in fear, in uncertainty.
下年我们要分享的是我们在困难里面有什么感恩的时候。
And in scarcity.
是恐惧来的。
Let's all stand. We'll sing the one more song together. Let's sing the first one. Now thank we all our God. That's an old German hymn. That's a wonderful old German hymn, by the way. Thank you so much.